The following is an audio program by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Sam Orlin Frequently Asked Questions. The goal of this article is to help you become better informed about a new form of hormone treatment known as Sam Orlin Acetate Therapy. This article serves as a reference point to help you become more knowledgeable about this highly beneficial treatment. Question: what is Sam Orlin Acetate? Answer: Sam Orlin acetate is a hormone derivative that spurs the natural secretion of endogenous human growth hormone by the pituitary gland. Sam Orlin acetate serves as the functional equivalent of a hormone produced by the hypothalamus known as growth hormone releasing hormone. GHRH is also often referred to as growth hormone releasing factor. Although Sam Orlin and GHRH are not biologically identical, they are functionally identical, meaning that the two molecules produce the exact same effects in the human body, despite being arranged in different configurations. Sam Orlin and GHRH share the same initial sequence of amino acids, but Sam Orlin acetate is truncated, meaning that the hormone sequence is cut short. Scientific researchers found that by producing a biosynthetic hormone which only contains the first 29 amino acids of growth hormone releasing hormone, they could create a potent medication that is cheaper to produce while maintaining the exact same medical effect upon the human body. Sam Orlin acetate was isolated and invented by Nobel Prize winners A. Shalley and R. Guilleman. The chemical configuration of GHRH is referred to as GRH1-29NH2. GRH1-29 is the active sequence of growth hormone releasing hormone. The NH2 refers to a closing sequence which is inert and serves to tie off the end of the molecule. Question: what is the difference between Sam Orlin acetate and HGH? Answer: many people get this somewhat confused, thinking that because Sam Orlin acetate increases internal levels of human growth hormone, that Sam Orlin is actually a form of HGH. This is untrue. Sam Orlin is a hormone which scientists label as a secretagogue. Secretagogues are hormones produced by the brain which stimulate other hormones to be produced. They serve as intermediary messengers which move the message along to target organs and tissues in the rest of the body. GHRH is released by the pituitary gland and flows through a series of blood vessels in the brain known as the epiphyseal portal system. Upon reaching the anterior pituitary gland, growth hormone releasing factors then stimulate organs known as somatotrophs within the pituitary to manufacture and secrete human growth hormone to circulate to the liver and other organs. Sam Orlin acetate imitates the function of GHRH, producing a biologically identical response when it reaches the somatotrophs. Sam Orlin is a much smaller hormone than both GHRH and human growth hormone. Sam Orlin contains 29 amino acids, whereas GHRH contains 45. HGH dwarfs both of these hormones in size, as it is comprised of 191 amino acids. Question: health stores and online websites often advertise supplements known as human growth hormone releasers. These supplements are available over the counter and do not need a prescription. Are these supplements similar to Sam Orlin? Answer: absolutely not. Supplemental HGH releasers are most often component amino acids which comprise human growth hormone, including L-DOPA, glycine, L-ornithine, L-glutamine, and L-arginine. Other chemicals are also marketed as HGH releasers, including Tribulus terrestris, Macuna pruriens, and ornithine alpha-ketoglutarate. It is true that these amino acids do have a stimulative effect upon HGH production, but they are not healthy for the body and do not produce a strong enough benefit in any way to warrant the risk. HGH releasers work, if they truly work, by creating an increased level of overall activity throughout the brain. This increased activity level does have a slightly stimulative effect upon human growth hormone levels, but it also stimulates other activities, both positive and negative, throughout the brain. Many medications labeled as HGH releasers are completely ineffective snake oil products. Supplements are not certified for effectiveness in the same way as medications such as Sam Orlin acetate and bioidentical human growth hormone, so there is not necessarily a proven or guaranteed medical benefit to using the supplements. At best, HGH releasers stimulate a growth hormone release that is just about equivalent to exercise, and at worst, you'll damage your liver and experience no benefits at all. Also, human growth hormone releases produce incredibly unreliable effects because different areas of the body and brain may experience different levels of response every time you take the pill. High doses of growth hormone releasers can lead to liver and kidney issues, as the human body does not have the capacity to process extremely high levels of unprocessed amino acids without accumulating damage in the filtering and processing organs of the human body. Sermolin acetate produces real and beneficial effects with minimal risk of side effects. Sermolin acetate therapy has an incredibly safe track record and has been proven to be effective in treating adult onset HGH deficiency. Question. I've read a bit about human growth hormone replacement therapy, and it seems perfectly capable of resolving issues surrounding HGH deficiency and hypopituitarism. What would make me choose sermolin therapy over bioidentical HGH? Answer. There are a number of reasons why a patient would choose sermolin acetate over recombinant growth hormone, although both certainly have their place as treatment options. Both HGH and sermolin are capable of producing the same exceptional benefits to the human body, but they share a couple of profound differences as well. For one, sermolin acetate functions in a manner which is more streamlined with the actual function and overall needs of the human body. You see, when you use growth hormone replacement therapy, there are no safeguards which protect the body against accidental overdose. Any human growth hormone injected into the body directly cycles through the liver and the body and stimulates it. Sermolin, on the other hand, as a growth hormone secretagogue, can be affected by processes known as negative feedback mechanisms. Negative feedback mechanisms kick in when the body sends signals to the brain that human growth hormone secretion has satisfied the needs of the body. Upon receiving these signals, hormones known as somatostatins block GHRH and sermolin from reaching the pituitary, preventing excess secretion of growth hormone. Because sermolin works according to the normal physiological rules of the human body, it is almost impossible to overdose on human growth hormone via sermolin injection. Other patients may choose sermolin acetate in order to avoid the temptation to overdose or abuse HGH. Another benefit that sermolin acetate injections have over human growth hormone injections is that they are processed by the body in a different pattern. Although HGH and sermolin ostensibly accomplish the same goals, human growth hormone injections supply a relatively constant level of HGH release over time, which is not actually how the body produces human growth hormone. HGH release is categorized by a function known as square wave release. Square wave means that HGH concentration rises to a peak during the course of the day, plateaus, and drops back down to a baseline. This can cause a problem over time, inducing a medical response known as tachyphylaxis. Tachyphylaxis can be most easily understood as a decrease in sensitivity due to outside pressures. The body can sometimes slowly recognize that HGH is being provided by an outside source, and the body builds resistance as a response. Sermolin releases human growth hormone via an episodic pattern which more closely resembles the natural pattern of release by the human body. The pituitary only releases human growth hormone when the body is ready for it, thus significantly reducing the threat of internal resistance to increased levels of HGH. A third benefit of sermolin acetate, related to the second, is that sermolin acetate more appropriately preserves the neuroendocrine axis. The neuroendocrine axis is the cascade of hormone release throughout the body. Simply put, all hormones released by the human body have a certain impact on the release of other hormones. Injecting HGH directly into the body on a daily basis can actually suppress the body's natural ability to produce its own human growth hormone, which can affect the release of other hormones as a result. Sermolin acetate makes less of a physiological imprint onto the endocrine system, meaning that it more naturally resolves hormonal deficiency, while causing minimal impact on the normal function of other hormones and systems of the body. A fourth and final benefit of sermolin acetate is less physiological and more technical. Sermolin acetate hormone replacement therapy is not as tightly regulated as human growth hormone replacement therapy. The FDA prohibits the use of human growth hormone for off-label uses, whereas sermolin acetate can be used off-label at the discretion of the prescribing physician. Question. I understand that human growth hormone can only be delivered via injection. Is this also true for sermolin therapy? As of 2013, subcutaneous injection is the only effective method to administer sermolin acetate. Like human growth hormone, the sermolin acetate molecule is too large to breach other areas of the human body at this date. On the bright side, since sermolin is significantly smaller than bioidentical HGH, there is a hypothetical chance that sermolin may one day be administered by breaching the mucous membrane barrier using a nasal spray. This method is currently being tested and may be effective at some point in the near future. Question. Do sermorelin and human growth hormone injections require similar doses to be effective? Answer. Even though HGH and sermorelin activate in different regions of the body, sermorelin in the anterior pituitary, human growth hormone in the liver, the volume of hormone that is required in order to sufficiently increase endogenous IGF-1 production is nearly identical. Human growth hormone is most commonly prescribed at doses which vary between 1 and 2 international units. Sermorelin acetate is generally administered with a dose of 200 micrograms daily. Question. How much does sermorelin cost in comparison to HGH? Answer. Per vial, sermorelin is a good bit cheaper than human growth hormone. In addition to this, a single vial of human growth hormone takes 12 to 14 days to fully administer, whereas a single vial of sermorelin takes 15 days to fully utilize. Question. In many patients, the benefits of human growth hormone start to fade over the course of continual use. How does this happen, and does sermorelin acetate do this as well? Answer. The human body can develop a resistance to HGH hormone replacement therapy over time. If this has occurred to you, the change in effectiveness is not the result of any inadequacy of the medicine itself. Human growth hormone injections increase serum levels of growth hormone to levels which are higher than normal for a number of hours each day, although the average release across the day is medically appropriate. In addition to this, human growth hormone therapy leads to a stable release of IGF-1 throughout the body, slowly rising and falling in the body throughout the course of the day. This causes the tissues of the body to have a steady supply of IGF-1 throughout the day, rather than receiving the hormone in the normal bursts in which it is accustomed to. Because of this, IGF-1 receptors in the tissues have a tendency to go through a hormonal process known as downregulation in order to preserve normal function. This means that the target tissues become desensitized to IGF-1 and human growth hormone exposure, reducing the effectiveness of the hormone treatment. When the body is functioning normally, human growth hormone is released naturally from the pituitary gland in a number of short, brief, and potent bursts, which supply the body with sufficient levels of IGF-1 and human growth hormone, while also giving the receptors time to rest between periods of hormone release. If outside hormone release properly imitates the natural processes of the body, this gradual downregulation does not occur, and the benefits of increased HGH production do not decline in the same manner over time. Because of the influence of somatostatin described above, sermorelin administration only leads to the optimal release of human growth hormone. Sermorelin actually has the ability to make the pituitary stronger through a process of upregulation, which strengthens its health by increasing the level of HGH it produces on a daily basis. Question. Does sermorelin acetate provide any benefits for patients suffering from adult-onset HGH deficiency that are not directly related to its effect upon the endocrine system? Answer. Yes. There is a large body of evidence that shows that growth hormone-releasing hormone and sermorelin injections directly have the capacity to increase sleep quality and promote the increased experience of the deepest stages of sleep, which are the most rejuvenative and beneficial to health and wellness. Question. What is the normal administration protocol for sermorelin hormone therapy? Answer. Sermorelin is delivered once each day via injection. Sermorelin is normally administered just before bed in order to more closely mimic the natural hormone production of the body. Sermorelin is intended to supplement the body's own natural production of growth hormone-releasing hormone, which occurs primarily at night. The sermorelin dosage that the patient is prescribed will be dependent upon the physiological needs of the individual. Sermorelin shots are provided in vials which contain multiple doses. The vial will contain enough sermorelin in order to treat the patient for at least 15 days. The Conscious Evolution Institute. If you have any other questions about sermorelin acetate, human growth hormone shots, or any other hormone treatments, we would be happy to provide you with answers to any questions you may have. Different patients respond differently to treatment, and some patients respond more actively to human growth hormone replacement therapy than sermorelin acetate. If you choose the Conscious Evolution Institute, our knowledgeable and top-of-the-line staff of physicians and longevity specialists will help you decide which treatments are right for you. This audio program was produced by the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you'd like to know more, please give us a call or visit hgh.tv for more information. Thank you.